It is the review. Dan Morgan, Adam Melian and Sean Rogers after West Ham United 2, Liverpool 2. We'll start off where we start off, Adam, line-up and approaches. How did you feel about the line-up first and foremost? I was expecting around that amount of changes, and I think the managers probably outlined that in those run of games, that this one would be that he would have to make a few sacrifices in. Maybe he probably thought to be more at stake at this point than there inevitably is now. But something else that occurred to me, and it come off the back of Goodison really, was the idea of, you know, a lot of these substitutions now, a lot of these selections, they look even majoritively sort of sports science based. You know, I'm thinking specifically around the two fullbacks coming on at Goodison Park. And that's taken, maybe that's taken a bit more precedence over game situations and over wider context of Premier League tables and, you know, where we are and what we're playing for. But I think it just feels like now there seems to be a lot of sort of messaging that the manager will have to take on board around where players are and them potentially being susceptible to injury if they're kept on the pitch or if they even start another game at this point.
Yeah, I think there was, there's definitely something to say about robustness, I suppose, about around some of these. But I mean, as I was watching it, and prior to when I saw the lineup, and actually a little bit earlier, and I was on a podcast, the midweek podcast after Everton, and said that I expected it to be broadly similar to the Fulham lineup, and I think, minus Jota, it is the same lineup, which does actually have an actual, you know, there's a real impact, I think, in various ways from the setup, just by removing that one element. But nevertheless, I was sort of saying that I suppose in the immediate Derby head burnt out mode, I was thinking, you know, specifically Konate and Kwanzaa, I was thinking that for that one in particular, the sub is actually, for me, performing better than the first option. If that's, I think that is what you'd call it. You'd say Konate was the first team player, the one that you pick in the final, and Kwanzaa's the sub. But I sort of thought, you know, there's been a case for saying Kwanzaa's doing certain things better in terms of how we build up play, especially and Konate's biggest strengths have been sort of lacking. You know, he allowed himself to be bullied, didn't he, at Goodison?